Uncensored.
Hey, Justin, have you noticed that Bruce Arians kind of looks like a mob boss?
Wow, I didn't really realize that.
Yeah, it's the Bucks mob. Welcome to the F***ing family.
Bucks Uncensored is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. At Buffalo Wild Wings, during game day, they have their $5 game day menus. $5 game day pitchers of Bud Light, Miller Light, and Coors Light. $5 select cocktails, $5 burgers and brats. It's the $5 game day menu. It's at Buffalo Wild Wings, the best place to go for the NFL playoffs. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. At Mastro Subaru, you know I've been telling you for a long time. Pete and Steve at Mastro Subaru, they are Bucks fans just like each and every one of you. And not only Bucks fans, they are members of the Bucks Mob. If you're a Mob member and you want a discount on a new or pre-owned vehicle, you go to Mastro Subaru, you tell them you're a member of the Bucks Mob, you get a discount just for being a member. That's it. That's all you got to tell them. Go to Mastro Subaru in Orlando or right here in Tampa off of Hillsborough Avenue near the Veterans Expressway. Check out their entire inventory at MastroSubaru.com.
I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, if you don't leave me alone, you're gonna have to send me home. 'Cause I'm about to whip somebody's ass.
I'm not about building, I'm about reloading.
Butts Uncensored! Butts Uncensored!
As far as goals go, we have one. Putting a fucking ring on her finger.
He said, "Coach, how's it feel to be the coolest coach in the NFL?" I said, "Just being me."
Somebody that knows something about it. It's Bucks Uncensored, fresh off of Gasparilla weekend. Holy shit. If you win, I hope you had a blast. We do. We go every year. We have a blast every year. And, you know, it's so inspiring to be down there at this parade. It is so Tampa Bay. Just such a celebration of our city. And I understand the negative connotations, traffic, drunks, this and that. But there is always a way to do it the right way. We set up right at the beginning of the parade. No problems. We invest. We get the tickets on the water side of the street. Well worth the money to avoid the crowds. Just had an absolute incredible time. Again, celebrating the city that we live in. You know, they have their Mardi Gras in this and other places, but just Gasparilla, the Pirates, and how the Bucks have not tapped in to the Gasparilla phenomenon, the Gasparilla hype, the Gasparilla party is beside me. I mean, pretty much Gasparilla is a day-long tailgate party for a 2.5 hour event. The event's a parade instead of a football game. We were sitting there at some of my friends. The Outlaws joined us. Harold and his wife joined us. Many of you know them from the podcast. By the way, met some of my now closest friends through this podcast, through the movement that started as Stick Carriers and is now the Bucks Mob. As you heard Maya at the beginning of the podcast, we might have a nice slogan, right? That's what we need, the phrase. We had the speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick, but Bucks Mob, and I thought about this a lot at the parade, and I want to say it was Christian or Harold or Outlaws. If I don't know who told me this, but the Mob is a family. I mean, that's what we are. We're a family of Bucks fans coming together for the greater good, and that is to win games and to do it together. Yes, our voice will be loud, but we can be the greatest ally a team could ever have. We are the greatest ally a team could ever have. All we have asked is for them to meet us halfway. I'm not talking about going 14-2 or 13-3 or 12-4 or 11-5. Okay? We have seen that a 9-7 or 10-6 record would have this area exploding with excitement over their team. But it's not enough to just do it and then build on it. See, Bruce Arians didn't come here to go 9-7. Okay? He's given it one last shot to win a Super Bowl as a head coach before retiring. And if he wins one in his first year and he retires, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Retire and pass on the torch. He came here for 1 year or 2 years or 3 years, whatever. He said it to the Glazers. He said, hey, if I win a Super Bowl in year two, there's a chance I'd just retire. And they're like, great. Then we got what we wanted, a Super Bowl. Bruce Arians gets what he wants. But that's where it comes. I mean, you think about the movement and when it started. You know, it started to grow during that five-game win streak that culminated with Dirk Cutter saying that phrase. And that ignited a fire in all of us. And it brought us all together as stick carriers. But that was only going to last so long. See, I had few people tell me at the Gasparilla Parade, people I didn't even know, that, hey, what's going on here? Stick carriers were never going to last, whether Dirk Cutter was the head coach or not. That's a phrase that was not, didn't have the long-lasting effect that we need. Because we're going to be here supporting this team, rooting for this team, demanding excellence of this team, and wanting a winner as bad as anyone else. But it wasn't for the short term, for the long term. And I noticed right away there was something special about this movement. A movement that brought fans together from all walks of life. No matter what your color, no matter what your ethnicity, no matter what your financial background or your sexual orientation, there is nothing that divides us, the members of the mob, the Bucks mob. Because it's all of us who want one thing and one thing alone. We want a winner. We don't care who the players are. We don't care who the coach is. We are going to throw on our red. We are going to show up to events. If you have the funds, you show up to the games. If you don't, you support from home. It's your entertainment dollar. I'm not one to tell you how to use it. But I do want to continue to bring more and more people together. That's what it was all about. And we talked a lot about that at Gasparilla. And it did, it felt it at that very first draft party at Sports Legends in 2017, where I met many of you for the first time. And those of you that I didn't meet there for the first time, I probably met you at the draft party last year for the first time. And as we tripled in size from a year before, and we anticipate again doing the same, growing large in numbers, because there is no greater strength than us coming together in large numbers with one voice. When we showed up to that training camp takeover in 2017, it was to send a message to the organization that they have a rabid fan base. Stop looking at attendance numbers and all that bullshit. Okay? You have the backing of a lot of people in this area. But here's the thing. We are fans that understand this is just entertainment for us. Okay? It might be a job for you, And it is a job because we're going to hold you accountable if you're not producing the results. But who are we? We have to spend? No, it's not about attendance. It's about the burning passion you have inside. It's about the burning passion that we all have for this team to win. Spending money has never, ever shed a light as to how strong or weak of a fan you might be of your team. Financial background, financial backing, financial status has no effect on you as a fan. What has the effect on you as a fan is that fire burning inside of you for this team. And that fire you have inside of you means you are a member of the Bucks mob. So welcome to the fucking family. That's who we are. We are a family that comes together in large numbers to defend our team and to finally, together, whether you want to call it wreak havoc or just take it to opposing teams' fans and opposing teams in general. 2 years ago, I said, man, it'd be great to take back Ray J. We can't take back Ray J until this team provides the wins necessary to get people to be willing to spend their dollar, to spend their entertainment dollar on this team. Yes, people are still skeptical. Of all the people I talked to at Gasparilla, there are still skeptical people. I mean, I ran into two guys, one guy wearing a Savvy Piscatelli jersey. They even said he was just doing it for fun. Met a couple of guys who were right next to us at the parade, Marlon and Marvin, both huge Bucks fans. I'm hoping to see both of them at the draft party coming up. Buffalo Wild Wings in South Tampa. Okay, we're back. Same place, same location, central location, right down the street from Ray J. And you better damn well be ready for, who knows, 1,500, 2,000 Bucks fans on the night of the first round of the NFL draft, and then come back for day two again and pack that place. Man, we are ready. We are ready to rock and roll for this thing. And we are ready to grow in numbers. I know Sammer's got so much great stuff going on at BucksMob.com. BucksMob.com. And I'm sure that we're getting very close to the release of the Bucks Mob shirts. I know I've already told him I need probably some for the whole family. Because we had the stick carriers. Listen, again, you needed something to launch a long-term movement. But now we are going to sustain it as the mob. And Bruce Arians, he does look like a mob boss. So it just makes sense. So when you walk around and you find Bucks fans and you tell them about the Bucks mob, you don't ask them if they're a part of the Bucks mob or if they've even heard of the Bucks mob. It's not about if they've heard of it. They'll know about it when you tell them that they are already part of the fucking family. Because all Bucks fans are. This is not about me. This is not about you. This is about us. Us coming together in large numbers. The impact we can make together, we will make at the draft party. We will make at training camp to show Bruce Arians and this entire coaching staff the fan base they have behind them. Well, we're going to have a kickoff party this year. Something we've never done before. But I'm so fucking jacked up about this season. Why wait until the season starts? That opening day weekend, we will have a huge party. It's like a pep rally just to start the season because I will not be able to control my excitement, and I damn well know you won't either. This is the year the team meets us halfway. And the Senior Bowl was this past weekend. People were and for those of you that come to this podcast and know me, know that I am not going to sit here and harp on things and the little things that, you know, now you're nitpicking, okay? Well, Bruce Arians and the coaches didn't go to the Senior Bowl. Ugh. Well, first off, everything's on fucking film. Bruce Arians and Jason Light know each other. Yes, the Buccaneers probably talked to every single player at the Senior Bowl. I guess some people like that stuff as breaking news. Hey, the Bucs talked to so-and-so. Hey, the Bucs talked to this player. The Bucs talked to this player. They talk to everyone. If they don't talk to everyone, they're not doing their jobs. So the Senior Bowl's done. Bruce Arians' coaching staff decided to evaluate their own roster rather than players in the Senior Bowl during practice. Great. I don't know about you, but I'm pumped about that. Because if they're truly going to fix this thing, they got to start from the inside. Okay? You bring in free agents or draft picks into a toxic situation, it doesn't fucking matter. What matters is cleaning up your own locker room, cleaning up your own players, your own roster, figuring out who is here for the long term, who's helping us win a Super Bowl, and who do we need to get rid of to, addition by subtraction, take another step forward. And unlike any coach the Bucs have had since John Gruden, Bruce Arians can walk into the middle of that locker room and command attention from each and every player with a shiny old ring on his finger. Yeah, that's his goal, putting a fucking ring on his finger. He's been there. He's done that. Unlike Dirk Cutter, unlike Greg Schiano, unlike Raheem Morris, unlike Lovie Smith, you're talking about a Bruce Arians who has the utmost respect of most players throughout the NFL, of almost every player he's ever coached, and he's going to do it again with this roster. So, was I upset that Bruce Arians and the coaching staff evaluated their own roster first? No, because they have a plan. The plan, clean up their own mess before they add players to a mess. Add players to a clean situation, start with a clean slate, and let's get this thing on track, and let's win some fucking football games. I don't care if it's here, somewhere else in the continental United States, or we beat the motherfucking shit out of the Carolina Panthers over in London. One thing's for certain. Dirk Cutter talked about having a badass football team. Bruce Arians will have a badass football team. That's the difference. That's why I'm excited. Go Bucks. Bucks mob. Welcome to the fucking family.
Bucks Uncensored.
Again, amazing day, Saturday for Gasparilla. Such a celebration of our city. Great seeing the Bucks float. Saw Ali Marpet on there. He loved the Kangles. Yes, we were all wearing the red Kangles. Just excited, man. Are fans not allowed to be excited? Anyone that criticizes you for being excited, they can go fuck themselves. That's what I say. It truly is amazing sometimes. Yeah, we're going to be excited. I'm pumped. I'm pumped because I have hope. And you have hope as well. Hey, I mentioned Harold. I mentioned Outlaw. Man, awesome seeing Tony too. Tony came up from Fort Lauderdale with his girlfriend Annika. And Tony also went with us to New Orleans. So I'd never met Tony before, I don't believe. And he came to New Orleans for our... stick carry road trip, first game of the season, And he just, again, went by himself, just said, you know, what the hell with it? I'm going to just go and see if I can hook up with some people. And sure enough, he did. Like, he just came. It was like he was part of the fucking family already. That, when I come back to the family thing, I mean, this guy didn't know anyone. He comes to New Orleans, ends up hanging out with all of us, and there was about 15 to 20 of us that went out there. Everyone kind of did their separate things the night before on Bourbon Street, but he was with us. And then he comes up, he hangs out with us for Gasparilla, and now I'm like, Tony's like, cool, man. I mean, he's one of my good friends. So it was great seeing Tony. And again, it's all through a podcast. It's all because we're just fans of the Bucks, and none of us even knew each other like a couple of years ago. And now these are some of my best friends. Like, but we're all out there. You're all out there. It's just about us finding each other. And that's what these events are all about. They're about bringing Bucks fans together, building friendships, building bonds, building a badass motherfucking fan base that is going to defend our team. That badass fan base, you're going to hear from some of them right now. We call these Bucks Takes. I give you some of my thoughts, first half. But Bucks Uncensored has always been about the Bucks fans. Yeah, we talk about the team, but this is about the fans in this town that have struggled for a long time with football. Okay, it was a long time until Tony Dungy ended up changing the culture, whatever you want to, changing the mindset, and then Gruden getting us the Super Bowl. But now, another 12, 14 years of struggles. Tough football to watch. But I think most of us feel a change is coming. And thus, we get to hear from some of those very Bucks fans, the passionate fans that are out there that feel the exact same way I do, including my boy, Tony Tega.
Justin Bucksmob, your boy Tony Tega here, Section 112. Elated that Bruce Arians is in town, but I had to share a little story real quick. Walking up to Publix today, this tall, dark, handsome stranger says, "Hey, Tony Tega." And I said, "Hey," and I think he might have been a member of the Bucks mob. I can neither confirm nor deny that. But the one thing I can confirm is he is a ruggedly good-looking guy with a splendid voice to listen to. But anyway, back to business here. Really fired up for Bruce Arians to be here, as all of you are. You know, he spoke about something that really touched me. And it wasn't changing the mentality. It was changing the entire philosophy of the organization. Powerful stuff, and fired me up. And it's a philosophy of aggression. It's a philosophy of attack. And I think that's the kind of philosophy that we as the Bucks mob have been yearning for and waiting for and thirsting for. And it's here, and it's time to get to work in free agency in the draft and put a fucking football team out here that will win us fucking games and take us to the playoffs and win a Super Bowl. I'm hungry. No risk it. No motherfucking biscuit. Let's get to work, baby.
Tony. That tall, dark, and handsome man. Yours truly. I saw Tony walking up. I go, "Hey, my boy Tony Tega." It was raining. It was cold. It's awesome to see you, Tony. Hope you got everything you needed inside Publix. I know I did. Hey, Bucks Takes. Your Bucks fans out there, let your voice be heard. This is the podcast the Bucks listen to, okay? They want to get an understanding and a vibe of the fans. Positive, negative, passionate. Striking where the passionate fans are. If you want to have success as an organization, if you want to fill your stadium, it's one thing to fill your stadium with people who are going to sit on their hands or bitch the entire game. I want to fill my stands with the most passionate of fans, the ones that are going to lose their fucking mind in that stadium, that are going to make it loud, okay? These, the fans, the Bucks Takes from Bucks Uncensored, Bucks Mob members. Those are the fans you should be tapping into. To get your voice heard on this very podcast, very simple. Pull out your phone. Voice memos on there. You record your voice on your very phone. You're just leaving a voicemail. Act like you're leaving a voicemail for the entire Mob Nation. Okay? All of the Bucks Mob. You leave your 90-second voicemail. You end it. You email it to bucksuncensored@gmail.com. It is so easy. So easy. And I want to hear from you. I want to hear that passion. Combine's coming up in a few weeks. I'll give my state of the Bucks before we get to free agency, but then free agency, then up to the draft, then the draft party. It's going to be insane over the next few months. So let's get more Bucks takes in. People have things to say, like, oh, Jizzle.
Yo, Kamish, first time caller, it's oh, Jizzle. Anyway, big Bucks fan since 83. I was 4 years old at that time. Anyway, I just want to get something off my chest real fast. I want to talk about these conference championship games. First of all, I don't care about no other team except for my Bucks. And I'm tired of being a Tampa Bay sucks. And I think we're going to make a difference this year. Not saying that we're going to go all the way, but hopefully we have a great year and hit the playoffs finally. Anyway, so I want to talk about these two conference championship games. One, the Saints and the Rams and the no call. I don't care. Okay, you don't leave it to the refs to win the game for you. You go out there and you dominate. That's the bottom line, ain't it? Nothing else. I don't care about the no calls. I don't care about the calls that they missed. Now, that leads on to the Chiefs-Patriots game. I hate the Patriots. I hate Tom Brady. I hate Bill Belichick. Probably not as people, but for what they are representing in New England, I hate them. They win too much. And I hate a winner like that, unless it's my Bucks. However, the Chiefs crying about, oh, well, we should change the overtime rules for the playoffs. No, your defense had the opportunity to stop Tom Brady and company, and they didn't get it done. My Bucks didn't get shit done this year, and for some while now, for some time, it's been some years since they got the job done. I miss the old Bucks defense, that nasty, tenacious, we gonna get your ass, just hit you hard, and we fucking don't give a fuck. And the offense was sorry. Can we bring back that defense where they just don't give a fuck and they just gonna fucking kill somebody? That's all I can miss. That's all I got to say. Later.
I think you're going to get that exact defense. But here's the crazy thing. I think you're going to get it on both sides of the ball. Yeah, I know we joke about no risk it, no biscuit. But what I love about Arians is the whole point of that phrase is we're going to be fucking aggressive. All right, we're going to blitz. We're going to get after their ass. And we're going to put pressure on defenses. That doesn't mean we're just going to chuck the ball deep every play. But we are going to take some shots. We're also going to take some shots and just bury them on the ground, too. I mean, look at the offense the Cardinals had. Yeah, he went in there. What, they got Carson Palmer and drafted a third-round running back in David Johnson. And look at what they were able to do. I mean, amazing. I don't think any of us, anyone looked at the Cardinals way back when they traded for Carson Palmer and drafted David Johnson and thought, this is the next dynamic offense in the NFL, and they're going to put up a lot of points. Nobody did. But they did. But they did. You can make an argument that the Bucks already have better talent on offense than the Cardinals did when Bruce Arians took them over. You know, you do have a younger quarterback who has made mistakes. I wouldn't say Carson Palmer was the elite of the elite. He had dealt with multiple injuries. But then you add in tight ends, wide receivers. I do anticipate running. I mean, there's a lot of excitement for me in terms of the talent, the coaching, but the mindset. That we're not going to take any shit from the other team anymore mindset. the we're going to put pressure on the other team, not the opposite mindset. God, I can't even remember. Dirk Cutter talked the game. He talked the talk. He never walked the walk. Bruce Arians is almost the polar opposite. Yeah, he'll talk the talk, but he is going to walk the walk. What he says is what he's going to do. Ooh, I love it. Tobias up with us next. What up, Tobias?
Hey, what's good, Kamish? This is Tobias out of Phoenix. Hey, you know I live out here in the desert. Heard you coming out here. Man, we got to change information. We got to meet up, get some wings from Buffalo Wild Wings, push back a couple of cold ones. But listen to Bruce Arians and Byron Leftwich. Took some of the pain away from Alabama getting smoked by Clemson. What I heard from them was leadership. Jameis Winston knows these coaches have his back. They don't care about the jihad the national media and the evil Bucks media are going on against Jameis. They say, he's our guy. We can win with him. Jameis knows through good times and bad, my coach has my back. Good, bad, hell or high water. Same with Brady in New England like a year or so ago, where he thought Belichick was going to run him off of Garoppolo, and that shook him a little bit. And Brady's 40. But see, here's the thing. Watching that game Sunday, and this is where support comes in. They ran that football to Patriots two straight games down two good teams' throats. Brady is possibly the greatest quarterback of all time, just depending on what you like, whatever. But they always been able to run the ball in New England, always been able to protect him. See, Brady wasn't great Sunday until late in the game. He threw some picks up there. Could have been a third. D4 was onside. But the running game set the tone, set a physical tone, made it so you had to respect the pass in the run, in the red zone. See, that is what the Bucks been missing, where your quarterback doesn't have to be great, but we can hand this ball off, get some easy yards in the red zone, punch it in, set a physical tone, keep the ball away. And yes, I want that left tackle from New England. I think his name was Trent Brown. Nobody got past him. Those are all pro defensive ends at D4 and Justin Houston. They could not get past him. But anyway, Kamish, hope to see you soon when you come out here. We'll have a good time, man. Be looking forward to meeting you, good brother.
I'll tell you what, Tobias, I do know, I believe I'm coming out to Arizona in April for some leadership meetings. Pull back the curtain. Sometimes when I go on these business trips, it is usually wake up, start meetings, and then meetings go from like 8:30 to 5:30. Then you go back to your hotel, change, and then we all go to dinner. And usually the evenings don't, or the days don't end till about 9 or 10. If these are different, I honestly, if I have time, I will make time. If there's even a sliver of time, I'd love to meet with you. And anyone out there in Arizona or Southern California that wants to head on over, I don't know if we're going to Scottsdale. I don't know if we're going to Phoenix or if we're going to Tempe or where not, whatnot. But as soon as I figure out exactly where we're going to end up, I will let you know. And any of our other Bucks Mob members that are out there in the Southwest that would like to maybe have a little get together. But Tobias, always enjoy hearing from you and always enjoy hearing from Rodney in Dallas. Hey, Rodney.
Kamish, Rodney in Dallas. Sitting here listening to the Bucks take and seeing all these other clippings about Byron Leftwich being the possible next successor to Bruce Arians once he leaves. How about we take our attention and put it on Harold Goodwin? If y'all don't remember, when Cutter was hired, Harold Goodwin was one of the coaches that the Bucks interviewed, that light interview to take over the Tampa Bay before it went to Cutter. So if the stars align along with the planets, I would think if we have a 2-3-year plan with Bruce, good old BA, that his successor would be Harold Goodwin to take over the franchise and keep things going with the coaching staff that we have, especially if everything's rolling. why not the train off the rails, you know, derail it when everything's going that smooth? We just change conductors. But that's my bus take. Fire the cannons.
Rodney, I mean, listen, I love you, man. And I'm not being rude here, but I'm not overly concerned at this very moment. Who the next... Harold Goodwin, yeah, he was interviewed for some head coaching candidates. But that was before Byron Leftwich was even a coach, right? Byron Leftwich. And look at the NFL. Young offensive coordinators are the ones getting the nod right now. I mean, it's almost semi-scary to an extent as to how young and how inexperienced some guys are being interviewed and then being hired. But my concern is that Byron Leftwich starts to get sniffs next year, next offseason. Now, he might not if there is something agreed upon. I don't know how he's even going to do as an offensive coordinator. But when he's a young offensive coordinator, now Kellen Moore has been hired as the Cowboys' new offensive coordinator. This is what the NFL has become. And if the Sean McVays of the world keep having success, then, I mean, I'll tell you, if Sean McVay and then Zach Taylor or any of these other freaking, what's his name, the Texas Tech old head coach who's now with the Arizona, if these young offensive minds have some success in the NFL, you're going to see a Kellen Moore get interviews and maybe get hired next offseason. It's crazy to me, but okay. Well, that's just how it is. Harold Goodwin, Leftwich, Todd Bowles, he's honestly got a lot of good candidates on his staff if that's the direction they go. I mean, listen, as hyped and as hopeful as I am, I mean, the opposite is they don't have success. Well, if they don't have success, you're not pretty much not going to promote somebody from within. So you take all of that into account. I don't care who the next head coach is as of this moment. I just want them to turn this shit around and start winning. Bruce Arians is the head coach for 2019. I'll focus on that right now. I will say that I was interested in that during the coaching process. That process is done. Now I know who's on his staff. Now I have a better feel as to who those heirs could be. So I'm fine with it. As I said, a lot of good coaches on Bruce Arians' staff this year, which is another reason to be excited. All right. So hope everyone has a very good week. I have another conference to attend. Hey, good news though. This one's in St. Pete, so I don't have to go too far for work over the next few days. Very, very busy. These meetings, regional meetings and whatnot, but I will be back. We will be back with a hopefully normal rotation. I will let the Joes know these regional meetings that I have for my regular job is Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, but I'm done at noon on Wednesday. I will not be able to do a podcast for Wednesday morning, but I can do one for Thursday morning once my meetings are over. So you will get another Bucks Uncensored this week. I hope everyone enjoyed today's. Thanks to Buffalo Wild Wings for being the title sponsor, major sponsor of this, not only this podcast, but the entire movement. I mean, what Buffalo Wild Wings has done in coming to me and wanting to be the home for the Bucks Mob, in wanting to host a draft party, in wanting to do everything that they can to be a part of the Bucks Mob and be a home to mob members. And the way their food continues to get better and better year after year, man, there's no better partnership I could think of when it comes to a sports bar and a sports-related podcast than having the Bucks Mob and Bucks Uncensored partnered with Buffalo Wild Wings. Incredible partnership. And they got a $5 game day menu. So check it out. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Mastro Subaru. You know, this is a dealership that is giving Bucks fans a discount just for being a Bucks fan on a new or pre-owned vehicle. Check out their entire slate of cars available at MastroSubaru.com. And if you are in the market, maybe for a new barber, you know, it's tough. It's tough breaking up with your past barber. But if your guy or gal is not getting the job done on your hair, you could look like a mess. Instead, you could look like me, just an absolute Adonis. I mean, people look at my hair and think, that guy is special. Well, it's only because I went to Headlines Barbershop. Thanks to Christian. Christian, my guy, you can go to Headlines. They got a whole bunch of stores all across the Bay Area with a brand new one opening up in Brandon soon. To find out all of their locations, go and download the Headlines Barbershop app, and you can make an appointment there as well. And I want to say Christian not only has that, but his own line of hair products, which I use, the Tomb 45. It's tomb45.com, and that is for their direct hair products. I use the clay, but it's designed specifically. I don't know. You just check it out if you're interested in it. Christian's just turning into a big old entrepreneur, and I'm so proud of him because I worked at Buccaneer Heaven back in the day, making my $6.50 an hour. And after I had left Buccaneer Heaven, Christian started working there. That's how I met him, just from going up back and visiting my old friends. So we've known each other for years. So to see him having the success that he's having in the barber world. I mean, he's blowing up all over YouTube, nationwide, really putting together this incredible network. Christian, I just want to say I'm super proud of you, man. I've just watched you and your success over the years. Incredible, incredible. Thanks to each and every one of you for listening to this podcast. And remember, the Bucks Mob is about family. And there are so many Bucks fans out there that don't even realize they're already a part of the Bucks Mob. It's up to all of us to continue to spread the word, get the word out there, because we are stronger together in numbers. We always have been. And you have seen it firsthand that when we all come together with one focus and one goal and one voice, we cannot be stopped. And we are going to do it again and again and again, until our numbers grow into the tens of thousands. That's what we need. We need a Raymond James Stadium full of Bucks Mob members, okay? And maybe some of them know. Maybe some of them don't know. Maybe some of them are fake, sitting on their hands. It's not what the Bucks Mob's all about. Bitching an entire game. That's not what the Bucks Mob is all about. The Bucks Mob is about an intensity, about a passion. And when we go to games, we let our passion out. Bucks Mob, welcome to the fucking family. Nailed it.
Go Bucks.